Welcome back to the barn of the University of Minnesota. Are you ready for Lady Raider basketball here this afternoon? State tournament quarterfinal action. Earlier today, two teams have already gone at it. Then Alexandria lost their first game. That was to Cooper, the number one seed in this tournament. But it's a fairly decent ball game, from what I understand, the first game. Second one went into overtime. Woolmer, the number five seed, knocked off De La Salle, the number four seed. Something different about this year's tournament is there is a consolation bracket. Last year, once you lost your first game, you're out. In this particular case, there is a consolation bracket. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Raider game right now. Mankato West, Paul, and you know, they're ready to announce the non-starters, I believe, for both teams. And even if you're a non-starter, to be on this raised floor at the University of Minnesota at the barn has got to be exciting.
And to hear your name be announced over the PA system, they introduce everybody that's a part of either team. It's an exciting thing. The atmosphere here is electric. The two bands have just finished playing their respective school songs. All the Mankato West fans are decked out in their scarlet red, and the Raider student fans at least went with a Hawaiian theme today, so there's all kinds of Hawaiian prints and lays around the necks, and just an electric atmosphere, and we're looking forward to a really fun contest today.
So I'm hoping they're thinking there's going to be a big party all week long since they got the Hawaiian shirts on, the lays going on, right?
Yeah, I think we're ready for summer, I think is what they're trying to tell us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, they're getting ready. They're announcing the starting lineups here this afternoon. Hey, I want to thank Dakota Electric Association for being on board with us here this afternoon. They are our timeout sponsors. And because, well, there isn't a TV camera here yet, so there's no TV timeouts here yet until we get to the Target Center. Should the Raiders win this afternoon, they will play tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Target Center. So we change in venues. The consolation games are all going to be down at the Concordia. And their campus here in St. Paul, Concordia campus there. So let's see what happens. They're announcing starting non-starters for Mankato West. And, you know, you've been here before, Paul. You've been in these tournaments. You've been to this level. What's it like to step in a barn or a building like this and just play a ball game?
Well, at first there's going to be some jitters. Both teams are going to experience that. And that tends to throw your offense a little out of whack more than it does your defense. Your defense is hard work and seeing the floor, and that doesn't really change on this stage. In fact, the extra energy that you get from the adrenaline that's flowing is probably an advantage to the defense. So hopefully the Raiders come out and really get after it defensively and shut them down until they get into that second win. They get a good sweat up. And then you, at some point, it does just change over to it's a basketball game. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you kind of forget the fact of the magnitude of the moment, and you just play your game. The sooner we can get to that point and get through those first early jitters, which you expect, some of the shooting early is often a little off as people are just a little bit tight. But you never know how different players are going to step up on different stages. So,
you know, one of the things that's interesting about the Raider team is how well they spread the scoring around, how well they spread the basketball around. Of course, Grace Touche is a big scorer, and of course, you got the power underneath with Annika Hoff, but they have players who fill in the blanks all the way through. So they're not just a starting five, there's starting 10 or a starting 11 who are on the floor for the Raiders.
Yeah, they really have great depth. You bring number 11, Emma Carlson. She's a 6'1 junior. She comes off the bench. And she has started a fair amount of games this year for us, too. You bring in Annika Richardson off the bench. You bring in Annalie Olsen-Sola off the bench and Birkbaum. So there are certainly nine girls that get a fair amount of playing time, and it's nice to have that depth in a state tournament game. We saw the previous game there was both teams in a lot of foul trouble, especially De La Salle. If you don't have the depth to cover that, that can really get you in trouble. So it's great to have that depth, and a lot of girls with a lot of playing time during the year can, and really a lot of teams, when they go to their bench, you're going to see a significant drop off. I don't believe that's true with the Raiders. I think they can alternate 7-8 girls through that lineup, and there's really no drop off.
Well, they're announcing the non-starters right now. So let's do this, Jeff. Let's take another one-minute timeout, come back, and give you the tip-off on today's basketball action from Williams Arena at the barn. Ned the Horse Farmer for 95.1 The One and 1080 KYM Radio.
Your vehicle's engine warning light could mean something as simple as a loose gas cap or something serious and potentially expensive if you don't address it right away. Have our professional technicians at Witt Brothers Service diagnose and fix the problem as part of your overall preventative maintenance program. It could save you from costly...
offer primary and specialty care close to you. in Northfield, Lakeville, Farmington, and Lonsdale. Learn more about our doctors and staff at northfieldhospital.org. Brought to you by Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Maple Grove Community Center. See up to 150 home improvement experts. The Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Maple Grove Community Center. It's the smart place to start your home improvement project. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
At Apple Chevrolet Buick, they consider their seven value promises to be the core values that bring you a car buying experience like no other. One of those is the value of being a good community citizen.
Our success really depends on the community. And I think giving back to folks, organizations, benefits, all those kind of things, it's important for us to do. It's important for us to be involved.
That was General Manager Justin Olson, just one of the Apple Chevrolet Buick employees who are there to serve you.
Whatever that is. Welcome back to the barn at the University of Minnesota. They're announcing the starting lineups for both teams. Interestingly enough, they started with Annika Hoff for the Raiders. They went tallest to smallest, and for the Mankato West Scarlets, it went the opposite direction. They went the smallest to the largest. So they're both the starting lineups have now been almost introduced. We've got one more here left for the Raiders, and that will be Taylor Ernst. She'll be coming on the floor here, and boy, I tell you what, excitement's getting ready to roll. Both teams are on their respective ends and shaking hands at the center of the court. You know, there's some really good teams here. I looked at the All-State team, looked at some of the 4A players, and there's some very good talent in at every level of this tournament, from 1A all the way to 4A, Paul.
Minnesota basketball is really, really come a long ways over the years, and you see good players throughout this tournament. Throughout the season, we've seen some just outstanding players coming through Minnesota girls basketball, so always fun to see.
So the coach has given their last-minute instructions, and certainly for Coach Tony Matheson, he's been talking about this since the beginning of the season. He said the girls want to go deep into the playoffs. They want to go to the state tournament. Well, here they are. They're at the state tournament. This is round one, and you know, hopefully they come out and just the strong, fiery Northfield Raider girls team that we've seen all season get a good lead here on Mankato West. They've seen these teams. These teams know each other, and I think Mankato West is going to have to do the perimeter shooting. I don't think they have the size to go inside. But we'll see what they decide to do here.
And defensively, I would expect West to come out and play extremely aggressive man-to-man defense. They really get after you and pressure you a lot, if I recall correctly. So our perimeter girls are going to have to handle the ball, handle some ball pressure, and still be able to see inside and get the ball inside.
All right, here we go. We're ready for Raider basketball here at the state tournament. As we're ready to jump the ball, it'll be Annika Hoff doing the jumping duties for the Raiders. And here we go. The opening tip is controlled, comes straight down, and controlled by... I got to do this again.
Let's try that again. Neither girl touched that ball when the ball went up. I told you we could be a little nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. So Gustafson is jumping against Hoff. Now Hoff gets control of it, and it goes to Ernst in the backcourt. They'll set up, come to the front court. Touche goes to the top of the key. Here we go. Right-hand side, we go down the baseline. And going to be Nowak down there, looking inside. Now kicks it back off. Hoff back outside the outside circle. Top of the key, they go. They're working around. It'll be Ernst with it. Back down the baseline, the far right-hand side. Raiders going right to left on your radio dial here in this first half. Top of the key, they go to Kelly. Far left-hand side, just kind of working around. In the paint, takes a shot. That one goes off the back of the iron. No good. Ernst's first shot was no good. Here come the Mankato West Scarlets. Right-hand side, they'll set this one up. It's going to be Fritterer with it. Check that. That's Gustafson. Right-hand side, they go to Wistie. Wistie down the far left-hand corner. Down there is going to be Kiewit. Back to Wistie at the top of the key. Now they work around. There's a shot for three, and no good. Just sails out of bounds. So if you're talking about jitters, Paul, there's one that just didn't even touch the rim, went out of bounds. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what you expect. The perimeter shots are going to be less likely to fall. On the other end, we had a great shot. Taylor had a good, strong drive to the basket. Just came off the backboard a little strong.
No score here, just underway on your Mark Quinnell State Farm scoreboard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Raiders with the ball now. Second shot out here. Inside they go to Rachel Kelly off the glass. No good. Hits the rim. And it'll be belong to Mankato West. They come back the other way. That one just didn't quite get the elevation needed to get in the hoop.
Great high-low pass. Just couldn't finish inside.
West comes back with the top of the key. They'll work it. It's Vanderhoven with it. To the right-hand side to Wistie. Cross-court pass. The left-hand side. Now they'll work it back the other way. Mankato West, as we sit in there, traveling white jerseys with red trim. Shots no good off the back of the iron. Comes down. Mankato West rebounds to run. No good off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Hoff. And she rips it away. And we got a whistle on first foul. It's going to go against Mankato West.
Raiders are going to have to go get the basketball. We gave up one offensive board there. Taylor Ernst had good possession on the board, but just didn't go get it aggressively enough. And they ended up with the rebound, but Annika got the next one and got fouled.
Hemstrock with the first foul of the ball game. Raiders backcourt, front court, Touche with it. Top of the key goes to Hoff. Hoff down the left-hand side over the far corner to Ernst. Ernst looking inside. Now on the top of the key, they go to Rachel Kelly. Looking inside at Hoff. Hoff being more or less double-teamed in there. Now she breaks out. Cross court, top of the key. Back to Hoff. She works it around. Left-hand side, Touche. Raiders trying to set things up here now. Touche goes to the hoop, takes the glass, and that one'll go, and she'll go to the line.
Good, strong left-handed drive by Grace. Took it right to the left baseline. Nice left-handed layup finish and the harm, so we're going to shoot one here.
So Touche with the extra one here. We can get 2-0 currently. Shots on the way. Got it. Raiders have a 3-0 lead.
Defensively, the Raiders have been in their matchup at this possession. They're coming out with the extended trap.
Mankato West backcourt coming to the front court. I think they gave that foul on the wrong side there. They have a foul for the Raiders up on the board. There's a tip out of bounds. It'll belong to the Raiders. A turnover.
That's what that defense is intended to do, make them throw some long passes. They threw it a little too far and went right out of bounds on the far side.
Touche to bring it up. Backcourt, front court, going to her right side now. Looking over the offense. Looking for the inside pass. Now goes to the top of the key to the left-hand side. Gets it over to Nowak. Nowak goes to her right, back to Touche. Touche setting up on the right-hand side, looks inside, looking for the screen, gets the screen, goes off the screen to the left-hand corner, and they'll set back up. Right-hand side, they go. Ernst with it. Ernst looking inside, nothing there. And now dribbles it, gets the screen, goes over top to Hoff, who came out to the top of the key. Right-hand side, they go. Touche working it. Now back to the left-hand side to Kelly. Feed pass right inside to Hoff, tipped away as the Mankato West Scarlets are there to knock it away. They go length of the board, takes a shot. That one, got it. Number 23, that's going to be Gustafson. For two, and now the Raiders coming up. Backcourt coming to the front court, and far side is Ernst with it. Ernst getting out of trouble, goes to the, trying to get the left hand, and now gets it across to Nowak. Nowak brings it back in to reset. Nowak, right hand side, looking for the screen. Right hand side, they go Touche. Starting five still on the floor for the Raiders. Touche gets the screen, goes to her right. Now the baseline. Takes a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound comes to Kelly. Kelly gets back out. That hits the front of the iron. No good. Here comes Hoff. She's got a hold of it, and it will be a whistle to tie up. So Hoff came down with the second rebound, and Mankato West has tied her up.
Alternate possession goes to Mankato West. The Raiders bring in three subs off the bench. So a little bit different look here for the Raiders now.
Richardson, Carlson, and Olsen Sola coming in the ballgame. 3-2 Raiders on top, 14-22 first half here, just underway at the barn. That one goes off the chest of the offensive player, and now comes back to the Mankato West Scarlets. He'll set up. Right outside they go. We got whistle and travel. West turns it over for the second time here.
Once again, the rate of pressure defense out there extended a little bit and caused them to play a little too fast and end up traveling before they put the ball on the floor.
So here we go. Top of the key, Olsen Sola looking inside. Trying to work it to the right-hand side. Gets over to Grace Touche. Touche setting up, going to her left-hand side. Top of the key. Goes to the far left corner to Richardson. Richardson getting the screen, goes to the top of the key. In the glass, in the paint, takes a shot. No good. Whistle and a foul. She'll go to the line. Shot came off the front of the iron, but Richardson will go along to shoot two.
Kiewit picked up her first personal foul. Richardson going to the line to shoot two.
So three team fouls now for Mankato West. They still haven't fixed the board up there. So first shot's no good off the back of the iron. So they're set back up again. Second shot now for Richardson from the line. On its way, it will not go. This comes off the iron. Here comes Mankato West now. 3-2 Raiders on top. First quarter action from the barn. That one's tipped around by Richardson, but the Scarlets come back with it. They dribble inside. Wistie with it. Runs into a big pile of Raiders. They'll come out with it. Raiders steal it away. The Richardson backcourt. Give it to Touche. Touche will set things up. Top of the key. Looking to her left. Now goes over to left-hand corner. Looking inside, drives it inside, and pulls down a shot. to right hand side to go Richardson out to the 3-point land to the left-hand corner. Back down to Touche in the bottom left. Now Touche working around in front. Dribbles behind her back. Nice dribble. Now dribbles inside. Takes it to the glass and will not go. Olsen solo the rebound. No. She can't get it to go back either. And really, Scarlett's backcourt here. They'll go set up. Long pass down the baseline. They go to cross court. They'll set things back up around. Now they go to Wistie. Dribbles the paint. Takes a shot. That one, no good. Rebound comes down. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Raiders. Raiders dodging a bit of a bullet there. They still having a tough time getting the ball to go in the hoop.
Both teams getting some good looks, although we've caused a couple turnovers here in the last few possessions now with our pressure defense. So, again, early on, it's a low-scoring affair, as you'd kind of expect, with the nerves rattling around a little bit.
Birkbaum on the floor now. Hoff back in the ballgame to Emma Carlson, top of the key. Carlson looking for the inside pass, now going to whistle, and...
illegal screen. I think it was Birkbaum picked up the foul on an illegal screen on the backside there.
So the Raiders turn it over. 3-2 is the current score. Raiders on top, 12:39 to go first half here from the barn at Williams Arena. Quarterfinal basketball action here, state tournament, as the Scarlets will inbound the ball into their own basket, the far end of the court. No pressure by the Raiders. They're set up back in their screen, in their zone.
Yep, matchup zone defense for the Raiders. Packing it in a little bit more, not extending out like we have the last several possessions.
Mackenna West working it around now. Gustafson, far left-hand side, to the top of the key, works to her right. Now setting up the far corner here. Top of the key to get and go to Vernoven. Mankato West just working around, trying to get inside. Now they get inside, now kick it back out. Vernoven driving the lane, kicks it back out again. Now driving it again in the paint. Now is knocked away by the Raiders. And the Scarlets have it back top of the key. They'll reset. Right inside they go. Setting up over there. Now Vernoven with it. To the right-hand side, she'll look at it. Gustafson with it. Now back around the other way. Gustafson drives in, baseline, kicks it back out. Drives in the paint, hook shot, no good, traveled. Turns it over on the travel, 3-2 Raiders on top. Hopefully they can put some points on the board here on this push down the floor.
Now Mankato West setting up in some full court pressure, so the Raiders will have to break the press. Grace Touche not in the game right now, and she's their primary ball handler, but beating up the floor with good passing.
Almost stepping out of bounds, but they keep it in bounds to the Raiders. There's Nowak with it. Nowak to the top of the key. Gets it to Hoff. Hoff looking to her right. Now gets it to Nowak in the right-hand side. Nowak, a little trouble with the ball. Gets it back. Back to Hoff. Hoff looking inside. There's a good pass underneath. And not being able to finish. Blocked by the Mankato West Scarlets. They come back the other way. Cross court, mid court. That was knocked away by Nowak. She'll go back the other way. Stolen by the Raiders. One-on-one break. Goes to the hoop. Takes the glass. Knocked away by the Scarlets. Down the other way they go. Back and forth it goes. A tennis match. Down underneath the basket. Takes shot. Now it's knocked away. Big block there by Annika Hoff. Getting back on defense. Knocks it out of bounds. Back and forth we go. We're still 3-2 the score. Plenty of action on the floor.
We just saw two big-time block shots. One on each end. Clara Nowak went in for the shot, and Gustafson sent it into the bleed or out wide, and then came back the other way, and Hoff said, no, not on this end either.
So Schiffer again in the ball game for the Scarlets, number 21, Lori Schiffer. Baseline, far corner they go. Schiffer for three. That one's no good. Comes off the iron, rebounded by Rachel Kelly. Here come the Raiders back the other way. Nowak, far left-hand side. She'll set up over there, looking inside. Now dumping it back on the far right side to Touche back in the ballgame. Touche looking for the screen, dribbles inside, goes in the paint, kicks off the glass, no good, short, knocked out of bounds by Rachel Kelly to belong to Mankato West. 3-2 the score still, 10:33 to go first half. We've gone about 6 minutes with no score in this ballgame, but lots of activity. Timeout by the Raiders. Let's take a 30-second timeout as well. That timeout being brought to you by Dakota Electric Association. Back in 30 seconds on 95.1 The One and 1080 KYMN Radio.
Franzen Bank and Trust in Dundas is a proud supporter of all Northfield Raiders sports and academics throughout the year. At Franzen Bank and Trust, we have a great lineup of products.
Welcome back to Williams Arena. 3-2 the score. Northfield on top. If this is a hockey game, it would be good. But this is basketball, and we're 8 minutes into it.
Yeah, it's there's some early jitters. There's some physical play. They aren't calling a lot of fouls. The girls are kind of looking like, boy, didn't I get hit on that shot? But No calls so far on those, and so got to make the shots.
Three team fouls for Mankato West, one for the Raiders. That's a free pass right underneath the glass and in the paint. Up and in for two. The Mankato West Scarlets take the lead here.
Nice pass, high-low pass from Kiewit there to down inside to get him an easy layup.
Nowak with it, now goes to the right-hand side. Gets into Ernst. Ernst looks in the baseline, now dribbles back out again. She'll set, reset, going back to her right. Now feed pass right inside to Kelly, tipped away. Now stolen away by Touche on the inbounds pass. Turn around to Kelly. She gets the glass. She can't get it to go. Rolls off the front of the rim, just pushed it. And now they come down the other way quickly. Mankato West setting up in the paint. Shot, that was blocked by Touche. Mankato West 4-3 here. Touche backcourt, front court. No, they're at the basket. Nice pass, and Ernst is going to have to reset. She saw Ernst at the basket. Now feed pass inside to Kelly. Kelly trying to go to the glass. Now feed pass out to the right-hand side. There's a shot for two. That one won't go off the back of the iron. Rachel Kelly fighting for it. Gets it back for the Raiders. Looks inside. Now he's got Annika Hoff. Hoff shot. That one's blocked off the back of the backboard. And here comes Mankato West the other way. 4-3 Mankato West. They have the lead here by one. There's a shot for two. That one will not go. Rebounded by Annika Hoff. They'll come back the other way. 4-3 Mankato West on top.
The pace of play is actually quite quick considering the score. They're going back and forth, but neither team's able to convert inside. Good defense in and around the basket by both teams.
So back to live action. There's a shot off the glass, and that one will go. The Raiders retake the lead.
Rachel Kelly, great high-low pass to Annika Hoff, and Annika Hoff takes it strong to the basket and finishes. That's what the Raiders need right there.
So Annika Hoff gets her first 2 points of this ball game. 5-4 Raiders, right-hand side. Mankato West. That's Wisty with it. Top of the key they go. Back over to Vern Even. Now the right-hand side they go. They'll set back over there to Gustafson. Feed pass inside. Now they'll kick it back out. Putting on the floor is Wisty. Driving the lane. The baseline. That was knocked down by Rachel Kelly. Good block. Ball comes loose. The Raiders are trying to steal away. Now going to whistle a foul. This is going to go against Vern Even. Her first foul. 15 foul by the Scarlets here in this first half.
Taylor did a nice job of coming up with that loose ball and got fouled on the after she had the basketball.
So five team fouls here for Mankato West. 8:17 to go first half. 5-4 Raiders on top here at the barn, and they'll have the rock and a chance to put some more points on the board.
Carlson and Richardson and Olson Sola just came back into the Raider lineup, so Tony Matheson continues to shuffle girls through pretty quickly, give them some breaks and keep them fresh.
Touche to Carlson. Carlson over to Ernst to the far left-hand side. They'll work it around. Top of the key to Olson Sola. Olson Sola to the right-hand side. They'll work over to Richardson. Richardson looking, now looking for a pass. Now dribbles to the ball. Oh, it's knocked out of bounds. As Mankato West steps in there, that's Wisty knocking out of bounds. The Raiders will maintain control. But good speed by Wisty for Mankato West to knock that one out.
Mankato West is in the passing lanes, making every pass difficult. So Northfield's going to have to be sharp with their passes and cutting to get open.
Ernst with it now to the top of the key. Dumps it over the far corner to Olson Sola. They're working around the circle. Now to the top of the key goes Touche. Looks at a three. Takes a three. Get in there. Got it!
Actually, Annika Richardson hit that one, came off a dribble, got her feet set, just knocked it down.
Thank you. Richardson with three.
She may be a ninth grader, but she's playing like a veteran right now.
8-4, Raiders, 7:26 first half. Feet pass underneath, goes over the outstretched hands of Natalie Harmon. Her first appearance on the floor here this afternoon, and a ball sails out of bounds. Raiders with control, 8-4, with 7:24 to go first half. They have the lead. Touche with it, bringing it up. Goes to her left. Setting up over there now to Ernst. Ernst will bring it around. Top of the key. Now to Richardson. Richardson looks at it. Top of the key goes to Touche, almost overthrew her. Touche gets the screen, dribbles to her left. Down in the paint, goes to the glass, kicks it back out. This is a nice shot on the baseline. Oh, it sailed over the top. Olson Sola with the rebound, offensive board. There's a shot for three. That one'll go!
Taylor Ernst stepping up and hitting the perimeter three-pointer. We had a good offensive board, kicked it to her, and West hadn't recovered yet, so she had an open look.
West feed pass down the baseline. That was knocked around, stolen away by Richardson. As that was Ernst actually put the pressure on. Richardson gets the ball. Ernst is set up now. Raiders with the ruck down the baseline, far right side. Top of the key, there they go. Olson Sola. There's a kick out for three. That's a shot. Off the front of the iron, just short. That was a touche three, and it just came up short.
Again, that was Richardson on that shot, but it was a good look. And one's 31, one's 21. They look an awful lot alike. Yeah. Huh?
Somehow I missed that one. That was not. Nope. He keeps him bound by the Mankato West. Right to Whiskey they go. Now the right-hand side. That was to the baseline. Mankato West being trapped down there. Now it's going stolen away by the Raiders. That was Emma Carlson getting her hands in it, ripping it away, and it's being earthed with it for the Raiders.
She had Annika Richardson deep. Didn't see her, but now we're running our offense.
Now we got Richardson and Carlson in there. Back to Richardson. Top of the key. Left-hand side, they go Ernst with it. Ernst dribbles to the lane, kicks it out. Right-hand side, there's Richardson for a three. That one won't go, just off the rim. Got it right this time. It didn't go in. Right-hand side. Scarlett's trying to get some points on the board. Out top of the key, left-hand side. There's a shot for three. That one is well short, goes out of bounds. Should belong to the Raiders, and it does. Raiders on top, 11-4 here. 5:28 to go first half. A very physical first half. Five team fouls for the Scarlets, just one for the Raiders so far. Whistle timeout being taken. This is a full 1 minute timeout, 30 second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on 95.1 The One and 1080 KYMN Radio.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin and Stan offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they're connected with many insurance companies providing you with the lowest possible rates. That's the Northfield Insurance Agency.
Welcome back to Williams Arena, where the Raiders are on top 11-4 here, 5:28 to go first half. And the Raiders have hit a couple threes that have been helped them quite a bit. And a very physical ball game so far.
Yep, physical game, which is what you expect with Mankato West. They're going to come out and play really aggressive in the passing lane defense in the last few possessions. The Raiders are getting really good shots. Missed a couple of threes, but that's what they're going to do.
That one stolen away by Mankato West, driving the lane, taking the shot, and that one is going to go. That's number 21, putting 2 points. That's Schipper for the Scarlets. And here come the Raiders now. 11-6, Raiders on top. Touche backcourt, coming to the front court, goes to her left. Looking for a screen, trying to dribble free. Gets to the top, goes top of the key now, over to Nowak. Nowak right-hand side, over to Richardson. Richardson looks at Carlson. Nice feed pass right into Annika Hoff off the glass and in.
Great high-low pass from Emma Carlson to Annika Hoff. That's going to, if we can work that all night, then it's going to be trouble.
Yeah, it'll be a tough time defending that one. 13-6, Raiders on top, 4:42 first half. Here from the barn, we are broadcasting up on the second level. We're not on court side. We're up on the second level at the barn.
Raiders have gone to their extended 1-2-2. Got the steal.
Nice steal there by Emma Carlson. Nowak with it, looking at Carlson on the baseline. Now kicks it back over. There's a shot for a three by Richardson. Got it to go, but they're going to wave it off since she traveled.
Took a little hop step after she caught that pass. I love that, you know, you got a ninth grader out there, and she's missed two threes in a row, but the ball came to her. She's open for a three. She's going to knock it down, and she did. Unfortunately, she took a little hop step first, and they called her for a travel.
13-6, Raiders on top here. 4:15 to go, first half. Third ball game of the day here in Class 4A. We've seen the Dandy before. This one went into overtime. Turn on jumper. That's blocked by Hoff.
Great defense there. Raiders were in their extended trap, and they got it inside, but Annika was there and said no.
Back to Hoff underneath the paint, and that one's going to go out of bounds, belong to the Mankato West Scarlets. Raiders came down with it, and Rachel Kelly had a chance at trying to kick it back out to Hoff, and Hoff's shot just came up short, and it'll belong to Mankato West.
Hoff kind of thought she got hit on that, and there was certainly some contact at her arm, but no call, and the Scarlets pick up the ball on the out-of-bounds.
So here we go, backcourt coming to the front court. Go right-hand side with it. Do the Mankato West Scarlets.
Raiders keep switching up defenses. Now, again, back into packed it in into the matchup half-court defense.
Vern even kicks it over to Gustafson on the far right-hand side. They'll set up. Now driving into the paint, taking the shot. That one is no good off the back of the glass. Rebounded by the Raiders. They'll come back the other way with it. Birkbaum down the baseline. Feed back to Hoff right at the glass. Knocked away behind her. And now comes Mankato West the other way. Mankato West playing very tough ball here, too. Very aggressive ball. There's a shot for three. That one won't go out. Front of the iron. Rachel Kelly with the rebound. And now it's going to be almost stripped away. But Birkbaum gets it back for the Raiders to set up backcourt. Comes to the front court, knocked away from her. Gets it away. No, it's stolen away by the Mankato West Scarlets. That gets glass and goes. Scarlets, stripper, two more. And it's 13-8 now in favor of the Northfield Raiders. 2:55 to go. Birkbaum backcourt now. We're going to whistle a timeout being taken by the Raiders. This is a 30-second timeout as well. They're scoring 13-8. Raiders on top. 2:50 to go first half. Back in 30 seconds. A 95.1 to 1 and 1080 KYMN Radio.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com. For more information.
Millstream Com.
Welcome back to the barn here at the University of Minnesota. 13-8 Raiders. That was stolen away on the inbound pass by Mankato West. And the Raiders snapped those passes a little quicker as the Mankato West are quick on their feet. Holly Wistie with the knockaway that time, the defensive play.
Fortunately, she deflected it and it went out of bounds, so it's still Raider basketball, but we're going to have to be sharper, especially Grace Touche was out of the game there for a while. She comes back in now to help handle the pressure.
Raiders break the press. Here comes Touche into the paint, kicks it back out to the left-hand side. Now back to the right-hand side. There's a shot by Ernst, and that one off the front of the iron won't go. Rebound comes back to the Raiders. Good offensive board. Nowak on the far left-hand side. Back to Touche at the very top. Touche looks inside. Now dribbles to her right. Right-hand side they go. Over to Ernst in the right-hand corner. Ernst now dribbles back over top of the, near the top of the key. Now inside to Hoff. Hoff turn on jumper. Now he's going to whistle a foul. This will put her at the line. Finally gets the foul. That's on number 35. That's going to be on Kiewit. That's her second foul.
Monica Hoff's Kiewit going to the line now, shooting two.
Hoff's first shot is no good. Hoff comes up just short. She's got four so far here this afternoon.
Raiders have to be pleased with the way their defense is working. It's given up 8 points, and we only have 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half.
That one rims out. How about that? It looked like it was going to drop and just spun back out.
Halfway
like,
down.
Like a ghost was in there and kicked it back out of kicked it back out of the rim. Far cross-court pass. There's a shot for three. That one got it. Far corner. That's Wistie for three. 13-11. Mankato West pulling them, getting back into this one. Raiders had a 13-8-5 lead at one point. Top of the key they go. Back over to Ernst. Ernst to the right-hand side. Touche. Touche dribbles in. And now pulls back. Free pass right inside. Free pass right into Hoff. Hoff gets the glass. Good. It'll go.
And one.
Hoff gets it off the glass. She's got six. She'll go a line for an extra.
Went back to that high-low again. If we can get it to that high post, Rachel Kelly stepped into the high post. They have to come out and guard her. And great seal by Annika Hoff. Catches it, keeps it up high, gets fouled, and finishes with the make.
There's a shot by Hoff. She gets them both. She's got seven. The Raiders up 16-11 here. 1:40 to go first half. Wistie with it for Mankato West. To the left-hand side, dribbling. Now kick to the right-hand side. They go. They'll reset. Far corner they'll go. Top of the key, they work it around. Way outside three-point land. Raiders in the zone. Now she dribbles in. That one's off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Hoff. And Hoff, that was a foul in the backcourt. This should be seven. This should be a one-and-one here. And we'll go.
That put Grace Touche on the line. Nobody better than Grace going to the free throw line. Mankato West is picking us up. Raiders are doing a great job on the defensive boards. We talked about how we struggled with that a little bit against Red Wing. We're doing a great job today of giving them just the one shot overall. But they're coming out and pressuring, and on our outlet pass, Grace gets fouled. Now she's at the line ready to shoot her one and one.
Shots on the way by Touche. Got it. She's got four. And the Raiders have a 17-11 lead here with 1:21 to go first half. Touche at the line to shoot the second half here. 17 fouls for Mankato West. Just one for the Raiders thus far. Shots on the way. Got them both. Nothing but net. That's a nice shot. Gotta love to see that.
Love that. She's got great shooting form. Steps up there with confidence and puts it in.
Mankato West now. Backcourt coming with front court. They'll set up right hand side. They go far baseline, right hand corner. Down there is number 15 with it. Bring it back out. They'll reset. Wisty, top of the key. Right hand corner, they go again. And pull it back down, setting it back up. Or that is Schupper with it. Now dribbling back inside the paint. Shots off the back of the rim goes. And that was Gustafson. She has five.
That was a nice little step back. Penetrated in the lane. She stepped back to avoid the blocked shot and knocked it down.
Touche with it now for the Raiders. In the paint. Off the, goes out of bounds. She lost a handle on it. Tried to dribble in. Says looking for a foul, but nothing there. Goes out of bounds. And he turned it over to Mankato West, the Scarlet. 18-13, Raiders on top here. 39 seconds to go, first half, from Williams Arena at the University of Minnesota. Backcourt. Front court comes Mankato West. 33 seconds. Right hand side, they'll set up. They'll join back over top of the key. They go.
Raiders have switched back again now, back to their extended trap. Getting a trap out front.
Wisty with it. She breaks free down the right hand side. There's a shot for two. That one, no, will go out in and out. And we'll go out of bounds. Belong to the Raiders. I didn't see a signal there for a while. I didn't know the ref was going to give it to him.
He had to think about it a little bit. Point the right direction. But Raider ball, now we got some pressure. We got to get the ball up and get a good shot off before halftime.
Touche got three people on it. Breaks away and loses a handle on it. It goes out to Mankato West. They set up. Wisty with it. I'm going to whistle a foul. And I'm going to push off foul here in the far corner. And you'd think with three people on Touche, they'd be able to get it out of there and find someone to go to, but it just kind of got tipped around.
Yeah, she didn't make a real strong pass. Went in the direction of Emma Carlson, who kind of waited for it to get to her, and it never made it. She needed to come meet that pass. They're inbounding underneath their own back, and now with 7 seconds to go, Raiders have to defend.
Gets it in, top of the key, right inside. Now they dribble inside, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, shot for three. Sails it over the top, rebounded by the Raiders, and that's a horn for the first half. So we go in the locker room with an 18-13 lead at the half here at the barn for the Raiders. Let's take a four-minute timeout. We'll count up the numbers and be back with our halftime analysis, if you will.
All right.
95.1 and 1080 KYMN Radio. Back 4 minutes.
Favorite thing about my street?
It's quiet.
Safe.
The people.
We under. Go Raiders.
I can't hear a thing, Jeff. All right, we'll take it anyway. Welcome back to Williams Arena at the University of Minnesota. We are at the half. It's Northfield 18, Mankato West 13. And with me is Paul, Eddie, and Paul. You know, that for a while there, we had 7 minutes where no one's putting any points on the board. It was 3-2, and we just were kind of stuck there for a while. And Mankato West broke out, got the lead, and then Raiders took it back and haven't looked back since.
Yeah, it's what we talked about in the pregame. Defense has an advantage over offense in this type of a game where people are a little nervous going in. It's a big game. And so both teams really dug in defensively, and there were some good shots taken on each end, but the nerves tend to play with your shot a little bit, and especially in a big space like this, shooting's a little bit different, and it takes some getting used to. I think we saw things get into a little bit better of a flow after a real dead period offensively.
Exactly. Let's get those scores in the first half. Annika Hoff leads all scorers for both teams with 7 points. Grace Touche has five. Annika Richardson has three, a big three she pulled down, and Taylor Ernst has a three that she pulled down, so she had a nice field goal as well. So that's one of our scores for the Raiders this first half for 18 points. And for Mankato West, you've got Wisty with three, you've got Schipper with four, Gustafson with five, and Hemstock with two, and that looks at the scoring for the first half. So both teams are still in their respective locker rooms and getting ready for the second half of this ball game. And you got to figure the jitters are over now. You're going to get back on the ball, back on the floor. And I'm sure, Tony's probably saying, go back to the ball game. You know how to do this. You guys know how to win this ball game.
Yep. We're playing a team we beat twice. They got to believe in themselves and have some confidence. We've done some different things offensively against this high-pressure defense, which has been good. That high-low look has been extremely effective. They've got to find a way to get back to that and get those easy shots. You hit some easy shots, you get some momentum. All of a sudden, you start kicking it out for a few open threes, and you can really blow it open in a hurry. So love to see him come out of the gate here to start the second half and do just that.
Well, we'll find out in about 4.5 minutes. Let's send it back to the station as Ryan Phelps will give us an update on prep sports for today. Lots of sports activities going on. Back to 1080 KY Radio 95.1 with Ryan Phelps and the prep sports update.
Millstream Commons Assisted Living is where the all-star seniors enjoy life in Northfield. From the delicious meals, the bright, spacious apartments, the volunteer projects, the bus trips we take, classes we attend, and the music we enjoy, there's something for everyone. At Millstream Commons, we treat everyone like an MVP. For more information, call 507-650-0141.
Founded in 1866, Carleton College is an independent and highly selective liberal arts college with a diverse and exceptionally able student body, a talented faculty whose first priority is teaching, and a continued commitment to the liberal arts. Carleton is a national college enrolling approximately 1,900 students drawn from all 50 states and 27 different countries. For more information, go to www.carleton.edu.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Wednesday, March 14th. I'm Ryan Phelps. The girls' state basketball tournament begins today in Minneapolis. We start with Class 2A, 3A, and 4A quarterfinals. The first round of the 1A tournament is tomorrow. And we've got some newcomers, which is always one of my favorite parts of the tournament. Heritage Christian Academy earned their first state tournament berth. And welcome to the party, they get number one seeded Lyle Austin Pacelli in Class 1A. And how about Monaga? They're the 5 seed. They are 30-0. They'll take on number 4 Mineota tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Williams Arena. In Class 2A, Byron makes its first ever trip to state, led by Ayoka Lee, who will play basketball next year at Kansas State. She averages 28.5 a game. They're unseeded, and they take on unbeaten Sauk Center, the top seed, 30-0 on the season. That tip-off is tonight, 6 o'clock at Target Center. How about this one? Tracy Milroy Ballatin making their first ever trip, at least under that name. Tracy has competed 3 times. Tracy Area was state champs in 1992. Tracy Milroy appeared 5 times. And Tracy Milroy Walnut Grove made 1 appearance in 89. They take on the 3 seed from Roseau. They're the defending champs and finished undefeated last season at 32-0. That tip off tonight, 8 o'clock at Williams Arena. In Class 3A, just one newcomer, that's Mankato West. And in Class 4A, no newcomers. They all have previous tournament experience, but not with the current squad. In fact, for Prior Lake, this is their first time at state since 2003. But Mesabi East has them beat. They take on Maranatha Christian Academy in the Class 2A quarterfinals today. This is their first tournament berth in 20 years, last seen in 1998. I encourage you to listen to the action on your local radio stations, but if you can't, there's free live video streams of all the quarterfinals at prepspotlight.tv. Have a cookout with your friends and family using the Weber Genesis 2 E210 LP gas grill. This grill has 380 square inches of cooking area and porcelain enameled cast iron cooking grates. Make your way over to Hardware Hank and pick up a Weber Genesis 2 E210 LP gas grill to cook your guests a variety of grilled cuisine that everyone will love.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware.
It's time for our Hardware Hank Nuts and Bolts Athletes of the Week, which are selected every Wednesday based on your nominations to MinnesotaScores.net. Each week we select 2 winners, 1 from the Metro and 1 from Greater Minnesota. The outstate winner is Noah Glad from Holly Boys Basketball, and the Metro winner is Thomas Walker from Orono Boys Hockey. The Minnesota Sports Prep Update can be heard right here every Monday through Friday. And for more coverage, you can find us on the web at MinnesotaScores.net. That's Minnesota-Scores.net. I'm Ryan Phelps on Minnesota Sports Radio.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Maple Grove Community Center. See up to 150 home improvement experts.
minutes after the second half here. Raiders got the ball to start the second half. They have a lead of 18-13 here at the half break. And let's see what they can do here to start the second half as they'll inbound the ball. It'll be Grace Touche to take it for the Raiders into the front court. Raiders shot 27.3% in that first half only, so hopefully they can improve on that. They hit a couple big threes, and here we are in the second half, and we're playing basketball, Paul.
Yeah, we're ready to go here in the second half. The big number on the stat sheet to me at halftime was the number of offensive rebounds that Mankato West had. One. Got to keep that up in the second half.
Inside to Hoff. Hoff turtle jumper off the glass. Got it to go, and she's going to go the line.
There it is. We talked about that at halftime. The high-low. Rachel Kelly makes a great pass inside. Annika gets a good seal. Takes it strong in the basket. Gets fouled and finishes with her left hand. Going to the line. Shooting one.
So the Raiders. Shots on the way. Hoff got it.
Now we've got to do it on defense. Keep up the good defense from the first half, and it's going to be hard for anybody to come back.
21-13, Raiders on top here. After the 3 points by Hoff, two in the paint and one off the glass. Shot, turnover, jumper, that one won't go. Rebounded by Hoff, and the Raiders will have another shot at here. Touche, backcourt, will bring it to the front court, and will go to her right-hand side. Starting five back on the floor for the Raiders. Touche, Ernst, Kelly, Hoff, and Nowak. Nowak with the ball to the right-hand side, Touche. Touche setting up over there, gets inside to Kelly. Feet pass right inside to Hoff. Hoff is going to go off the glass, but she's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two more.
They're just going to keep going back to that high-low until Mankato West finds some way to stop it, and that's going to open up somebody else if they do figure out how they're going to stop it. So very effective. You can see what the halftime plan was. Zanika's up and misses that first free throw, but that certainly was the halftime strategy to come out and really force the issue with the high-low and get the ball inside to our big girls.
Interesting, Gustafson has three fouls already on her. They just changed the foul board again. Second shot by Hoff. That one's good. She's got 11. The Raiders have a 22-13 lead. Up by 9. Here come the Scarlets. Backcourt coming to the front court, setting up on her left-hand side now. Top of the key, they'll work it around. Gets it over there to Gustafson. Gustafson dribbles back now. And goes to the right-hand side to Wistie over the far corner. Mankato just working the outside perimeter. Raiders in the zone inside. There's a shot for three, and that one will not go. Rebound comes back down to the Raiders. No, West. Mankato West. No, the Raiders. We're fighting back and forth. We're going to whistle a foul here. Let's see the fouls against. Who's going to get the foul on that? Who's going to go against the Raiders? Kind of a scramble for the ball.
I don't know how he found a foul in that mess. I didn't see it, but somebody got Grace Touche on a foul on that loose ball.
Touche gets her first foul of the ball game. Check that's her second foul. And here comes Mankato West now. Trailing by 9 here. They dribble in the paint and I'll kick back out. And now try to drive in the lane. Now we're going to whistle and we're going to pushing off foul against. This is going to go against Nowak.
This could be another one of those situations where the foul totals in the first half are very lopsided and the referees are going to try and balance it out because that's a call that was not made in the first half against either team.
Yeah, that was just kind of a wrestling match in the paint, and they called against the Raiders. Right outside they go. Looks a shot at a three, and that one won't go. Rebound comes back down to Mankato West. Offensive board. Another shot. That's a two-pointer. This one will not go. Rolls off, and Touche has it for the Raiders. She'll bring it back out. Quick three-on-three break, and stops. Left-hand side. Nowak cranks up a three. Got it to go!
Great push by Grace, getting the ball up the floor, attracting some defense, kicks it out to the open shooter, and she knocks it down. Now the Raiders back in the pressure defense.
Right hand side go the Scarlets. Down the left-hand corner they go. 25-13 against the glass. That one to go. Turnaround jumper. In tight and inside.
Barovin made that pass in there. Good feed into the post. Got it inside our press. That's what they need to do is try and get it inside and get some easy shots.
So Hemstock gets the two on that one. She's got four so far. 10-point lead for the Raiders, 25-15, 15-27 to play in this ball game. Raiders have control of the ball here. It'll be Ernst to inbound. Ernst to get it in. Now gets it. That was tipped back outbounds. Wistie on the defense for Mankato West kicks it back out as they try to get inbound the ball. Ernst with it again. Now this time she gets into Touche. And this time they get set up. Touche, top of the key, looks at her right, looks for a screen, gets one from Carlson. Goes to the right-hand side, dumps over there. Now move around is Richardson to Carlson. Dot to top of the key to Olsen Sola. They're working around the outside perimeter. Top of the key they go. Touche with it. Looks at a two. Kicks it back out to Carlson. They'll go to Richardson on the left-hand side. Richardson, one of two freshman starters or freshman players here. There's Nowak with it. Ernst. There's a shot for two by Olsen Sola off the back of the iron. No good. She's wide open. Nice shot there, though. Backcourt, front court, come the Scarlets. Setting up now. Left-hand side, they'll go. They work to the far baseline, the far left-hand corner. Scarlets trailing by 10. 25-15, Raiders on top. Top of the key. There's a shot for three. And wide open, no good. Rebound comes back to Mankato West. Oh, we're going to get Touche on her third foul. Touche has three fouls. That was just a rebound. And they're going to get Touche for reaching over the back. And she's got to look out now with 14 minutes left in this ballgame. She's got three.
Yep, she's going to have to really play smart and make sure that she doesn't pick up her fourth. Tony will go with her. She's not a foul-prone type of player, but she's got to be careful not to pick up her fourth foul.
Wisty hits the first shot from the charity stripe. She has two from there. She has 4 points so far in today's ballgame. And they'll send it back out to her. Second shot on the way. That one is good as well. She converts both. That's 25-17 Raiders. Olsen Sola to inbound. Full court press being shown by Mankato West now. And they're shifting some players around our Mankato West. Vernon even back in the ballgame for Mankato West. They get it in easily to Carlson. Back. The ball's knocked away. And underneath the glass, around jumper. No good. Rebound by the Raiders. They dodge a bullet there. Olsen Sola with it. Dump it over to Touche. She'll bring it up the backcourt. Raiders almost a costly mistake there. They got away with one there.
Yep, they're going to have to be sharp with their passing.
Olsen Sola gets to the right-hand side, dumps it inside. Driving the lane, take the shot off the glass. No good. Rebound gets Richardson her second rebound. That one will go.
Monica Richardson, good baseline drive. She missed the first shot, gets her own rebound, and puts it back in. Way to stick with it.
She's got quick feet. Her and Carlson are very quick on their feet out there. Top of the key, they work around. 10-point lead again for the Raiders. 13:57 to play in this ballgame on your Mark Quinnell State Farm scoreboard. 27-17, Northfield Raiders. Left-hand side, looked at a three, now pulls it back down. Dribbles in the paint, takes a shot. That one will not go. Rebound comes down to Carlson, rips it away. Now we're going to get a foul over here on this side now. So Mankato West committing the foul.
That's a good, strong rebound by Emma Carlson there. That's what the Raiders have got to do. We've given up two offensive boards here already in the second half. But there she went after the ball and secured it and protected it.
Schupper, that's her first foul.
Birkbaum coming in now, and Grace Touche taking a break with her three fouls. So against the full court pressure, it's always dangerous when you got your best ball handler and poised senior out of the game. The rest of the girls are going to have to step up and to beat this press.
Carlson gets it on the press, and to Nowak. That was ball's knocked away, goes out of bounds. They had a trap here. They trapped her in the bottom left corner, and Nowak just kind of had it knocked away, knocked out of bounds. So Raiders need to break this press here. Carlson to inbound. She's going to tie her shoe here for a second. Last time Raiders were at state tournament was in 2010. They matched up against Lakeville North that first game. There's an inbound pass to Birkbaum, backcourt. Double team, gets it out, trying to break through the press. Down the right out of time, got to get across court. Now get across the timeline. There, Birkbaum, get across the timeline. There we go. Nowak with it. That's got to drive you crazy. Carlson dribbles the baseline. Now backs over top to Nowak. To the right-hand side over to the far corner to Richardson. Richardson dribbling in, dumping off to the left-hand corner to Birkbaum. Birkbaum bringing it around. Got to get the younger crowd out here. Carlson dribbling in. Nice. Oh, she should have gone all the way. Down to Olsen Sola. Shot, no good. And we got a foul, though, against Mankato West. And that's going to be against number three, I believe.
Fouled her on the floor, so it'll be Raider ball underneath the basket. It was before she took the shot, but you're right. We had a good baseline drive by Emma Carlson. It looked like she had an alley to take it all the way to the basket and score it, but she passed it into the post, and we drew the foul.
So three fouls now. I'm burn even. There's a shot. That one's no good. Comes down. Mankato West getting the rebound. They'll come back out of the pile with it. 10-point lead, 27-17. Oh, lost the handle on it, and down the floor they go. It's going to be a tie-up here. Ball's loose, and Mankato West comes back with it. There's a shot for three. That one will not go. Goes down, comes down, rebounded by Mankato West. They try to keep in, and Birkbaum has it, and she gets fouled. So that's
loose ball there on the rebound. Nobody could quite get the handle on it, and eventually we came up with it enough for they fouled us. Raider ball going against the press again now. Mankato has really turned up their pressure. They're trapping on our first pass in, so we're going to have to see the floor, find the open girl. Somebody's open when they're double teaming.
Oh, ball kicked out of bounds. They get inside to Carlson, and she tried to push it back to Sola, but it was kicked out of bounds by Mankato West. Five team fouls by Mankato West now. They've committed three straight fouls. And at the 12:48 mark, Raiders on top, 27-17 still. Sola to inbound, gets it inbound, and nearly knocked out of bounds as Carlson gets it up. Now gets breaks the press to Hoff. Here we go, two-on-one break. Birkbaum right at the basket, and
nice.
Shot up, no good. Oh, nice shot, but it just came rolling off as Nowak had it right at the basket on a two-on-one break. That was knocked out of bounds by Carlson. Good job, and she tried to steal it. Fast feet by Carlson, but it will belong to Mankato West.
That was a nice two-on-one break. Clara got the ball from a nice pass from Lizzie. Well-timed. She was patient, let the defender go by, and then she missed the bunny. That's too bad because that was a nice play.
Here comes Mankato West. Now Wistie trying to feed inside, get inside the paint. Now they kick it back out to Wistie. She'll work it around to the right-hand side. Now dribbling in and kicking it back out. Mankato West is kind of working around. The long, high pass nearly knocked away. And inside the paint, that was turned around. That was blocked by Hoff, and it belonged to Mankato West. A big block there by Hoff. Got a piece of it. And Mankato West not even able to put the ball in the hoop.
Now they made a nice play to get it inside there to Hemstock, and she made a nice little move to her left. But Annika's right there. She's tough to shoot over, and she was able to block the ball. Goes out of bounds. Still Mankato West ball underneath. The Raiders hanging on to their 10-point lead with a little over 12 minutes to go.
Hemstock inbound, and they'll set it up. Now dribbling the paint, taking the drive, and that one is going to be traveling. She ran into a wall.
She did.
In the case of Annika Hoff and Rachel Kelly just created a wall. She ran right into it, and nowhere to go. Kelly gets back to Hoff. Hoff looks down the floor, down to Nowak. Nowak now back to Hoff, and Hoff now looks to the right-hand side. Now they get across the board, and they threw out a bounce to Birkbaum, and to Ernst. They brought Hoff in to try and help with her height to get past this press. Raiders still on top 27-17 at the 12-minute mark of this ball game. Backcourt, front court come the Scarlets. Cross-court pass. There's a shot for three. That one will go. Big three-pointer.
Gustafson, I think it was, knocked that one down. They set their press up again.
Raiders trying to get it across the court. They get across to Nowak. Nowak dumping it back over to Shea back in the ball game, and she'll bring it up. Touche to Hoff at the top of the key. 7-point lead for the Raiders, 27-20. Nowak over to Kelly. It's a starting five on the court. There's an underhand shot. No good. Rebound by Kelly. Gets it back out to Touche. And nice rebound by Kelly. Touche brings it in the paint. Knocked back to Hoff against the glass. And it will not go. Hoff gets it back. I'm going to whistle on a pushing foul. They're going to say she pushed off underneath. That's going to be against Annika Hoff. And they're going to say she pushed off.
Yeah, she went up over the back of the girl to grab the basketball and got it fairly cleanly, but she had a body foul on the backside. So, Mankato taking a timeout to talk things over here.
We'll take a timeout as well. This is the Dakota Electric timeout. 27-20, Raiders on top, 11-18 to play. In this ball game, back in 30 seconds on 95.1 The One and 1080 KYMN
Winslow
Radio.
Winslow Heating and Air Conditioning in Eagan is a customer-focused company that employs highly trained people whose goal is to be the best service company in the 13-county metro area. When you deal with Winslow HVAC, you can expect a positive working environment, practical advice and suggestions, flexible payment options, cutting-edge technology, headache-free maintenance, a dedication to service, and technical excellence. Serving the South Metro, Wenzel HVAC in Eagan. Call 651-894-9898.
The Raiders on top here, but Coach Eddie, I'm going to call you Coach Eddie. I just want to always call you Coach Eddie. Some shots right underneath the basket, and they just will not fall.
Now, Annika had two good looks there. She went in with her left hand on the first one. That was a tough shot, but she stuck with it, got the rebound, went up again with her left hand. It looked like it was going to be 2 points for sure, and I still haven't figured out how that ball doesn't go in the basket. She got it up on the board. Nice, looked like where it should be, but somehow it rattled around, came off, and in her pursuit of the third try, she ended up fouling. But at least I don't think she's in foul trouble, so that's good.
So Mankato West will bring it up here. They have the rock, and the Raiders on top, 27-20. They'll set up in there on the far right-hand side. Top of the key they go. Looking at a three to pull it down. There's a shot for two. That one will not go. Rebound comes down to Hoff. And here come the Raiders back. Birkbaum still in the ball game. That Birkbaum's a Touche.
Touche's back on the top. No.
Okay, touche on top. Goes to her left. She's got long hair. Covers her numbers. Right hand side gets over to Ernst. Ernst to Touche in the right hand corner. Now feed pass inside to Rachel Kelly. Kelly comes it back over. They'll reset to Ernst. Ernst brings it around, looks for the screen, got somebody on the baseline. There's a shot for three. Oh, off the ring, no rim, no good. Hoff gets a rebound. There's a shot for three. That one will go. Sails out of bounds, and Kelly tries to save it, but it will not be Raider ball. I'll go over to the Scarlets of Mankato West.
Two good looks there. Touche had a corner three that just came off. Nowak got a kick out on the offensive rebound. Had a good look. Just missed it. She was a little deeper maybe than she thought. If there's 2 3-point lines, the college line and the high school line, and she might have been thinking she was at the high school line.
He passed right underneath. No good. Rebound comes down to Hoff, and the Raiders will come back the other way. 27-20, Raiders on top. 10-15 in this ball game. Raiders getting ready to make some changes here. Right now they have their starting five on the floor. Inside to Kelly. Kelly drives inside, takes out the glass, and it goes. It got to, finally fell. Rachel Kelly on the board, her first 2 points of the ball game.
Nice feed there from Grace Touche to get it to Rachel. She took one power dribble to the basket and scored it.
Mankato West on the baseline now, coming back the other way. In the paint, a shot goes up. It's blocked, but we're going to get a whistle to foul. Oh, there's a charge. They called her on a charge.
That's a questionable call, but we will take it if we're Raider fans, because she kind of slid in there at the last second. They called the offensive foul.
Six-team foul now for Mankato West. And some wholesale changes coming in here as Carlson will come in. Richardson will come in. Both Nowak and Hoff will sit down. And the Raiders will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Up by 9, 29-20, and a full court press by Mankato West. Raiders trying to break the press inside to Touche. Touche dribbles out of the pile. And now they have a 2-on-1 break because he sees it. Sees it right there. Nice. Underneath the Carlson up against the glass. Got it.
Great play. Grace Touche made that play. Emma Carlson finishes with the layup, but Grace drew the pressure on penetration. They all went to her. She dumped a little bounce pass down.
There's a shot for three. Hit the three is Wistie.
Wistie just dribbled the ball up and stopped at the 3-point line.
Nice.
And hit it.
Down quarter pass. Wide open against the glass. Rachel Kelly, and it got it to go. She's great, got four now.
Great floor vision there by Grace Touche. Sees that the press is coming up at her. Rachel Kelly slips behind it and is wide open for the layup.
That looked like a bomb in football. Nobody back there. 33-23, Raiders on top. 9 minutes to play in this one as the Raiders going to a trap on the far right side. Mankato moving around. Back out. There's just looking at a three. Now pulls it back down. Now dumps it back to Wistie. Lots of headline. Oh, and a call foul. Richardson's going to get a foul on that one. I think that's her first foul.
She's got her hand in there and tipped the ball, but she also got the arm, according to the official. Raiders looked a little bit discombobulated on defense there. It looked like some of the players were in the matchup and other players were trying to go trap. And fortunately, I think we got things fixed now and we're ready to defend.
Wistie with the ball for Mankato West. They'll set things up, go to the right-hand side. 33-23, Raiders on top. 8:41 to play in this ball game. On your Mark Quinnell State Farm scoreboard, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. There's a shot for three. That one will not go. Rims out. That was close. And then Mankato West gets the offensive boards. Mankato West setting up again. Dribbles the paint. That one's knocked away. This one, they steal it. Now Ernst has it. Look out from behind her. And now she's tied up and stolen away. We're going to get a foul. That should be a seventh team foul. And we'll go to line to shoot the 1-on-1.
I think Gustafson picked up the foul there. She came in, snuck in behind Taylor, and it looked like maybe she got it cleanly, but the referee didn't think so and called the foul. So Taylor Ernst going to the line, getting ready to see if we can extend this 10-point lead for the Raiders with 8.5 to play.
That's a fourth foul on Gustafson now for Mankato West. Ernst to shoot the 1-on-1 from the line. Shots on the way. Got it to go. Nice shot. Beautiful shot. Get another one here.
Gustafson went to the bench now. That hurts Mankato West. She does a lot of good things for them. So her going to the bench with her fourth foul with 8 minutes, 21 seconds to go, that's a big deal.
Ernst hits them both back-to-back. Whistle, timeout being taken by the Raiders. Raiders on top, 35-23. And this is a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on 95.1 The One and 1080 KYMN Radio.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin and Stan offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they're connected with many insurance companies providing you with the lowest possible rates. That's the Northfield Insurance Agency.
This is Barb from Professional Drive Dental, letting you know that the doctors and staff at Professional Drive Dental are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Drive Dental has delivered for over 35 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and our newest addition to the practice, Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Welcome back to live action here at Williams Arena, the barn at the University of Minnesota. The Raiders on top 35-23, 8:21 to play in this one. The winner moves on to the semifinals tomorrow at Target Center. The loser will go into the consolation bracket. So the Raiders, no pressure. They're going to let the Mankato West bring it up, and bringing up the ball for the Mankato West is going to be number 11, and that will be Stoltzman.
Raiders pack it in their matchup zone, making it as tough as possible and making them take some time to get their shots off.
There's a shot for two. That one got it, and that is going to be Vernon Even. That's their first points of this ball game. That court is to Shea for the Raiders to bring it up. Now dumps it across to Nowak on the far side. Nowak cross court over to Richardson. Reached inside to Olsen Solak. Gets the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to the Raiders, and it goes out of bounds. They had three people fighting for it in there, and there's a lot of hands flying around that ball.
Mankato West went to a different defensive set. This is very similar to what the Raiders often do with their extended 1-2-2 and look to trap. Raiders did a great job moving the ball, got it inside to Olsen Sola, just couldn't quite finish.
Vernon Even to bring it up, dumps it off over inside to Johnson. Long cross-court pass, dangerous one to Shipper. Shipper goes to her left and dumps over the far left corner. Dribbling the baseline, comes in the glass, feed pass inside. It's getting knocked away by the Raiders, and Touche has it in the backcourt. Now coming to the front court, 7:28 to play in this one, 35-25 Raiders. Right-hand side they go. Nowak gets it back over to Olsen Sola. Olsen Sola whistled a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot 1-1, and that is going to be against number 11. I want to say that she's got two here. Stoltzman, that's her second foul. 18 fouls, so they're still the 1-1 here. Olsen Sola at the line. And she has yet to put a point on the board, so two right here would be really good.
Be a good time. Already up by 10. If we can keep this in double digits down the home stretch, it'll make it a little bit easier to take on the heart.
Got it. Olsen Sola, nothing but net. She put it right through. 36-25 Raiders. Earlier games today, it was Robinson Cooper winning their first game against Alexander. Second shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Mankato West. And Wilmer won the second game in overtime. Here goes Mankato West now. There's a shot for three. That was blocked partially by Touche. She got up and really got off her feet to get a piece of that one. But got a hand on a three-pointer.
Yeah, Wistie took a three-pointer from the corner, and great close out there by Grace. Got a tip on it, but we caught it out of bounds. So it's still West basketball.
Inbounds the ball. Looks at a three. That's a two-pointer. No good. Rebound comes back. Turnaround jumper. That was good. Inside the paint by Mankato West. And that's Hemstock.
Again, Mankato West is into a little half-court trap here. We're in bad spot there, but she gets it out.
Carlson goes to the glass. Oh, she missed the pass. She's dribbling inside, and she got Olsen Sola closing on the other side, just overthrew it, and it'll belong to Mankato West.
That was the right play. She just didn't execute the pass well enough for Olsen Sola to go get it. Got a bad angle on it. Turnover, and it's West basketball.
Sola sit down. Hoff back in the ball game for the Raiders. Carlson watching in the backcourt. Now they bring it to the front court. Wistie the far left-hand side for Mankato West. They're right about mid-court. Trying to work their way back and forth. Carlson doing a great job out there, just hustling. Fast feet. Still way outside. Now they get inside to Wistie. Downside to the paint. There's a shot for two. No good. Comes down. Rebound will belong to Northfield. Goes knocked out of bounds. There's kind of a fight for it. And in the middle of all that stuff, all that fighting was Hemstock, and it went out of bounds. So we'll have Carlson sit down, coming back in as we Ernst for the Raiders. And I believe they're starting five around now on the floor for the Raiders. 6:18 clock rolling. Raiders on top, 36-27. Backcourt, Nowak. Looks to the right hand side, goes back over to Touche across midcourt. They'll set up. Cross to Nowak. Oh, it's knocked away. And Raiders chasing for it as Mankato West got the offense going and taken by Touche. Nothing hurt there, but boy, it was close.
Yeah, their Mankato West has turned up their pressure on the half-court trap, and Raiders have got to make strong passes and then go meet the strong passes.
Nice in the lane. Turnaround jumper, Rachel Kelly. She's got six.
Annika Hoff makes a nice high-low pass, gets to Rachel, and then Mankato West throws it out of bounds, coming back up the floor. Raider basketball.
Raiders now 38-27 with 5:44 to go in this one. 11-point lead. They have the rock and a chance to increase that lead. It'll be Ernst to inbound. Press being put on by Mankato West to get inside Touche. Touche in the backcourt. She'll bring it up.
West has switched back now to a man-to-man pressure defense. They're out of the trap.
So Touche brings it in. Top of the key. She works back. It's kind of what I call give and go, but high-low, as you call it. Now back over to Hoff, who's going to have to be wrestling with it. Now gets it loose, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to tie-up. They're going to call a tie-up. Who's got the possession? Going to go to Mankato West. So the possession arrow gives it back to Mankato West. Raiders on top by 11. Clock sitting at 5:21.
Raiders got it in there to Annika Hoff, but she got tied up, and the ball went out of both of their hands at the same time out of bounds. So it goes to West on the alternate possession. Nice play by Grace. Grace Touche makes a steal on the defensive end and bringing it back up on offense.
So Touche with it, sets the right-hand side to Ernst with it. Ernst dribbles to her right, now back to her left. She'll set up, looking to the inside pass, gets it to Hoff. Hoff in, watch closely, she'll go line. I think that may be it for Hemstrock.
Well, she's injured right now. She's holding her left knee, so hopefully she's not injured badly. They called a foul on her as she came out to contest the pass to on the reverse pass, and she fouled, just kind of went right through Annika Hoff. So Annika will be going to the line. I think that's just the ninth team foul, so it'll be still 1-1, but we'll be shooting two on every foul from here on down the stretch in the last 5 minutes.
We have an injury timeout on the floor as the Mankato West Hemstrock is on the floor after trying to steal the ball. So let's take a 30-second timeout, Jeff. 30-second timeout. Come back. The Raiders on top here on the Mark Quinnell State Farm scoreboard. 38-27, 4:57 to play in this one. Back in 30 seconds.
Is the winter weather getting you down? Well, then it's time to start planning your next remodeling or construction project. Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Call us today to talk about your next project. 507-645-8975.
Champion Sports in Northfield offers a full line of baseball and softball equipment, Nike baseball cleats, Rawlings gloves, baseball bats, athletic shoes, t-shirts, and Raider wear. For all your sporting needs, see Champion Sports in downtown Northfield.
After getting on that play, looking like she's probably done for the day. I'm not sure. We'll see how she does. Certainly don't want to see anybody get hurt at the state tournament because it took a whole season to get here. You don't want to go and work, leave with an injury.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. She had a lot of help and was still moving very slowly. They're checking on that left knee, which she's already got a big brace on, so I don't know the history there. But back to live action, and Annika Hoff stepping up to the line, shooting 1-1.
So Hoff's got it. Nice. Nice shot. She's got 12 so far here this afternoon.
That gives the Raiders a 12-point lead with 5 minutes to go. I like where we're sitting.
Hoff, second shot, getting ready to go here. Beautiful afternoon here up at the barn.
She hit the other one too. Good job.
Cleaned them up. Got both of them, and it's a 40-27 lead for the Raiders here. Starting to pull away here in this second half. 4:50 on the clock, and you mark Quinnell State Farm scoreboard. That ball gets away, but Mankato West gets it back. Left-hand side they go. There we're probably have to start cranking up some threes here pretty soon. Get running out of time. The end of the lane, she goes. Shot, no good off the front of the iron. As Hoff got a piece of that one. Ernst in the backcourt looking for Birkbaum. Birkbaum will bring it back up for the Raiders. No, is that Touche? It is Touche. Well, I tell you what, Touche. that hair throws me every time. So here we go. Hoff with it now for the Raiders. And she'll bring it up. Hands off to Touche. Play a little keep away right now, Touche.
Raiders
looking for
patient.
The screen. Got the screen. Goes inside. And now we'll have to... Nice feed pass right underneath to Ernst. She'll kick it back out to Touche. And they'll set up again. Touche. Ball is almost stolen away. She gets it back. And she dribbles in. Now dribbles in the baseline. And feed pass right underneath to Rachel Kelly. Off the glass and good.
Great pass by Touche. Great seal by Rachel Kelly. Got a girl in her back and was able to convert an easy shot.
Wisty now for Mankato West to set it up. Looking at a three, pulls it down. Goes to the right-hand side with it. Over to Schupper. There's a long shot for three. That's NBA. Oh, he hit it. Big shot there by Gustafson. She's got 11. Full court press being administered now by Mankato West. 12-point lead for the Raiders, 42-30. 3:29 to go. Touche to bring it up. Still in the backcourt. Now gets to the front court. Gives it off to Kelly, who stands outside three-point land. Off to, a little bit off to left. Looking inside now. Dumps over to Touche on the left-hand side. Touche.
Grace is looking like she could use a break. She's really really laboring
Touche,
and stole it from her.
Stolen by Mankato West. Exactly right. Just under short of 3 minutes to play in this one. Mankato West bringing it up now. Left-hand side they go. Top of the key. Looks at the three. Pulls it down in the point. Takes a shot. And that one goes up and in for two. And going to whistle a timeout, I believe, on the floor here. So the Scarlets take a timeout. The Raiders on top by 10, 42-32. This is a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds at 95.1, the 1 and 1080 Wyman Radio. Whistle foul. They're going to call that on Touche. There's a wrestling match for it. Hoff was just getting slammed underneath the basket. They didn't call any foul there, but it came out and they called on Touche.
And that's she picks up her fourth foul there, and being tired already, that's not a good recipe for the Raiders.
So we'll have Wisty to go to the line to shoot two here.
Just one and one.
I'm sorry, one and one. And let's see what she hit her last two. She's perfect from the line so far. And that one's no good. Comes down, rebounded by Kelly. Kelly covering up, now gets it back off to Touche. And she'll bring it back up. Touche dribbling up and dribbles to her right. Now back to her left, working her way inside. Now a whistle and a foul here on Mankato West.
Grace will go to the line shooting two since that's their 10th team foul. Just a minute 52, not a lot of time coming off the clock. The Raiders would like to see this clock run a little bit faster, and West is trying to do just the opposite.
Shots on the way. Touche hits it.
If the Raiders can make their free throws down the stretch and get stingy on defense and take care of the basketball, the turnovers here of late have given West some hope. We've got to get back and play some defense.
She hits them both. We have an 11-point lead for the Raiders, 46-35. 1:50 to play in this one. Mankato West brings it up. Backcourt, frontcourt. Left-hand side they go. Richardson going for the dive. No, didn't get it. The ball goes down to Mankato West after the shot. They'll set it up. Left-hand side, go to the top of the key. They'll work their way around. Far corner now. Dump it over to Wisty. Wisty brings it across the top to the right-hand side. Mankato West looking at threes but not putting them up. Now they're driving the lane, and then she traveled. Uh-oh. Oh, they call a foul on that one.
That could be the fifth personal foul on Grace Touche.
Touche walking to the bench. She's done for the game. That's her fifth foul. So they have to go the rest of the way without her. I think that's the first time I've seen her foul out this year.
And I tell you,
that was kind of a questionable call anyway.
Yeah, yeah, they've all of a sudden they decided they're going to call every little touch here, and they're giving her two shots besides. I don't know how she could be getting two shots. She wasn't even starting to shoot, and that's only the eighth team foul.
So Wisty hits that one.
They're going to wave it off. She stepped on the line on her free throw attempt. She made the free throw, but the referee saw that she jumped onto the line, stepped onto it. No basket. Still an 11-point lead for the Raiders.
1:27 to play in this one. Here at Williams Arena, first quarterfinal game for the Raiders. Shots on the way. Wisty hits. This is the second one out the back of the iron, but the Mankato gets the rebound. Shot for three. She hits it. Wisty gets a three, and it's a 46-38 ball game. Carlson, the backcourt, dumping it off. Brings it up now. It'll be Ernst with it. Cross-court pass, gets it over there to Richardson. Richardson had feed pass right underneath to Carlson. Carlson loses the handle, goes against the glass, though, gets it. So Carlson
scores the basket. Nice pass in there by Richardson. She found Emma Carlson in the lane. Emma took one dribble, had a little trouble getting the handle on it, but finished it.
Okay, well, drives the lane. They take the shot. They get it in for two. And that was number 35 hit that one. That is going to be Hewitt.
They're going to take a timeout here. It's a full timeout. They're going to figure out how to set up their press again. Raiders are going to have to handle the press without their best ball handler.
48-40, Raiders on top. 53 seconds to play in this one. Another timeout back in 30 seconds on 95.1, the 1 and 1080 KYMN Radio.
Are you tired of that icky old shower, crumbling old tile, or outdated?
Welcome back to Live Action. The Raiders have the ball here to inbound. They on top 48-40. And Mankato West putting on the pressure here, closing down the home stretch here. Grace Touche fouls out of this ballgame. She'll watch the rest of them for the bench. So the Raiders have to move the ball around without her. They're going to bring Ernst Nowak back on the floor. Also going to have Richardson out there as well as Kelly and Hoff. So here we go. The Raiders inbound full court press by Mankato West. Here we go. 53 seconds to go. Back to live action. Kelly looking to get it inbounds. Now gets it inside to Ernst. Ernst being wrestled with over there. They got a whistle. They call a tie-up.
The possession is going to
give it right back to Mankato West on a tie-up. Raiders looking for the foul, but no foul to be had there. So Mankato West is going to get the ball back on the jump ball. And with 51 seconds to go, they're going to work it around here. They're going to inbound the ball. Raiders back in the zone as they'll let the Mankato West work the outside perimeter down the baseline. Driving inside the baseline. Got open. That's a nice block there by Rachel Kelly. Goes out of bounds. Kelly got a nice chunk of that one. And 46 seconds to go. She broke her hair, rubber band that holds her hair. So she's getting a little timeout to fix her hair.
Rachel's fixing her hair, and everybody else is getting ready to defend because it's Mankato West basketball right underneath our basket. We've got to defend here. We've got to make sure that we contest every shot, and we've got to go get every rebound to finish this game out.
8-point lead for the Raiders. Mankato West, though, with the rock as they bring it in. Top of the key, they're working around. To the right-hand side they go, and now dribbling in is Wistie against the glass. Knocked away again by Kelly. Nice big defensive block there.
Well, they called a foul, though, on the shot, so they're going to the line to shoot, too. Wistie got fouled, I think, by Kelly.
So Kelly looks to be, that's only her first foul here this afternoon. Wistie will go a line to shoot, too. 9 team fouls now for the Raiders, 10 for Mankato West. Shots good by Wistie. They pull within 7, 48-41, 38.5 seconds to go.
They're doing a good job of, we've got to come out on their three-point shooters, and then they're driving past us, and we follow them on the way.
Wistie gets the second half. Now the Raiders got to inbound the ball. Trying to get it in. Now they get it in, fired to Ernst on the right-hand side. Being trapped over there, dumps over the top of the key, and there comes Carlson with it. Now get across the timeline. Now gets across, now over to Richardson. Right at the basket. Oh, tipped away, trying to get to Rachel Kelly. 28 seconds, 27
Stolen
seconds.
Back
court, front court, to the right-hand side. Now Wistie with it, dribbles inside, and that one's blocked. Oh, they called a foul on it. Unbelievable. That was a nice block, and the referee underneath the basket called a foul. This is going to go against Kelly, I believe. Check that. Going to go.
Yeah, I was on Rachel
Kelly. Gets a foul.
So again, Wistie at the
48-42, 21 seconds. Wistie at the line to shoot two. Shots on the way. Got it.
Down to a 5-point game with 21 seconds to go.
Whistle and a timeout being taken.
Northfield's taking their last timeout here.
So we got their final timeout for Northfield. We have 48-43. Northfield on the top. 21 seconds to play in this one. But it's getting tight. Back in 30 seconds on 95.1 The One and 1080 KYMN Radio. Welcome back to the barn of the University of Minnesota. The Raiders on top here, 48-43. But Mankato West has been closing in the gap here very quickly. Back at the three-minute mark, the Raiders had an 11-point lead, a very comfortable lead. But Mankato West has just been hacking away at their defense. Grace Touche fouls out of the ball game. Raiders got to get the ball inbounds now. As Wissi have her second shot here from the line.
First thing we got to do is make sure we block out. If she misses this free throw, we've got to get the rebound. If she makes it, we've got to get it in bounds and take care of the ball and hit our free throws.
Wistie shot on the way. No good. Rebound comes to Mankato West against the glass. No good. And a whistle and a foul. Unbelievable. Mankato West got the ball, rebound. And they'll go back to the line with 18.8 seconds to go. This is a two-shotter.
Yeah, that kills you. We've got to do a better job of blocking out and making sure we get this rebound on that missed free throw. She missed the free throw, but the rebound came down, and they got it.
Shot's good. That's a four-point lead.
Annika Hoff's coming in for rebounding purposes, I assume. We've got to get this rebound. And again, once we get it, we've got to get the ball inbounds to somebody who can hit some free throws and be strong with the ball.
Gustafson in the ball game. Raiders get it back now. Rachel Kelly just even mauled the backcourt. Now I'm going to whistle the foul. So we'll go on the other side now. Rachel Kelly will shoot two.
Good rebound by Rachel. She had great position, went up and got it, got strong with the basketball. They have to come and get her with 17 seconds and a four-point lead for the Raiders. Look at Rachel's going to have two shots. Love to have her put them both in to spread this out a little bit.
Rachel's got 8 points here all in the second half at the line to shoot two. First shot of the way. Got it.
That's nice.
That
good
was huge. Five-point lead now, 49-44 for the Raiders.
Emma Carlson coming back in now. Richardson taking a break. We got our best defensive group out there. We got to hustle back and contest every shot. Try not to foul them.
Kelly shot on his way, will not go. Rebound comes down to Mankato West in the backcourt. 14, 13, 12 seconds. Clock rolling 11, 10, far corner, 9 seconds. There's a shot for three. No good off the back of the iron. This will be out of bounds. It should belong to the Raiders.
Ball hit the board hard, hit the rim hard, went way up over the top of the backboard, out of bounds. Raider basketball, five to go with a five-point lead.
Hoff to inbound the ball. And they get it inside, and we Ernst with it, and whistle. They're going to call a tie-up on that. Unbelievable. They're trapping her, and they're tying up the ball. Possession arrow says it belongs to the Raiders, however.
Taylor's got to get that ball at her chin instead of on her hips.
Hoff to inbound. 2.7 seconds left to go to put the Raiders into the semifinals. There's the inbound pass. That should be the ball game right there. And that is the ball game. Raiders hang on to win this one this afternoon, 49-44. Let's take a one-minute timeout, come and give you a recap of the scores and get you set up for tomorrow. Raiders win this one 49-44, back in 1 minute on 95.1 The One and 1080 KYMN Radio.
This is Barb from Professional Drive Dental, letting you know that the doctors and staff at Professional Drive Dental
during phases of an incurable illness. We have a wonderful staff that provides the highest quality of care, supporting each resident's personal wishes. I am Susan Samuelson, Clinical Nurse Manager of Reflections. You can call me at 664-8809 for a tour of this beautiful facility.
Welcome back to the University of Minnesota, where the Raiders win here to move on to the semifinals. But it got a little tight close to the end. The Mankato West pull within 4 points. The final is 49-44. The Raiders win by five. But, Paul, I tell you what, the last 2 minutes of this ball game were valuable to watch.
You know, I don't care what you said after you said the Raiders win.
Yeah.
That's the big one. The Raiders win. The Raiders are advancing to the semifinals of the state tournament. What a, you know, just a thrill to be there for the girls. Did it get a little bit rough and tumble at the end and a little rugged? Yes, it absolutely did. But come back to what you started with. The Raiders won the game. You get that lead in the early in the second half, and I'm okay with just hanging on. Better than having to be the other team scrambled back.
Absolutely. Let's look at those final scores. Annika Hoff had 13 for the Raiders. Rachel Kelly had 9. All of those in the second half, nothing bigger than those last couple free throws she hit. Annika Richardson had 5. Grace Touche had 9 points. She fouled out of the ball game, but she did a great job hanging on the basketball. Emma Carlson had 4. Clara Nohack, 3. Taylor Ernst had 5. One of those a big three-pointer. And Olsen Sola had 1 point here this afternoon, so a total of 49 points. For Mankato West, they finished their season, but I tell you what, Holly Wistie coming down the stretch, scored six big points. She had 14 for the afternoon, and Ashley Gustafson had 14. The rest falls off pretty quickly. So what happens next? Well, the Raiders go home, try and get some sleep tonight and get ready for the winner of the next game as Grand Rapids is on the floor right now. Grand Rapids, and they'll be taking on the Academy of Holy Angels. And looking at right now, if the Holy Angels are the blue team, they got two really big girls out on the floor right now.
Yeah, you're going to see, regardless of who you play in a state tournament, it's going to be a tough ball game. And winner of this game, we'll take either one. The fact that we are in the semifinals is what we're happy to have right now. And we'll figure out how to game plan against whichever of these teams we get to play tomorrow.
Well, we'll find out in a little less than 24 hours. We'll head to the Target Center. Paul Eddy, this is Ned the Horse Farmer saying so long from the barn. The Raiders win here this afternoon, 49-44. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon from the Target Center at 2 o'clock at 95.1 The One and 1080 KYMN Radio. Have a great afternoon.
All right, Ned and Paul, boy, good job on the call. What an exciting game. The Raiders get the win. They advance to the state semifinals, the Final Four. They're waiting for the second game. The winner of the second game, the last game that's coming up, is the one that plays Northfield. So that we'll have to wait a little bit longer to see what we have, but we'll have a complete wrap-up of the ball game on KYMN Radio coming up tomorrow morning here on 95.1 The One. Jessica Paxton, all-wheel drive, is back in right after this.